And I'm going to approach this lesson from a different type of angle because, from my point of view, if we can be able to get our minds more focused on doing the will of God, then all those distractions, they'll go out the window, they'll go out the door. And so, with that in mind, the word distract, it literally means to pull apart. Is there anyone or anything in this life, in your life, that is dragging away, that is drawing away your focus from doing the will of God? I'm going to mention several possibilities, and none of them may be true in your life. One of them, maybe all of them, I don't know, because each one of us is different. And so we all have different things that are vying for our attention. Number one, could it be the past that is distracting you? I know that we all have a past. And so with that being said, I'm reminded about what the Apostle Paul would write. He said, "But one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." Philippians 3 verses 13 and 14. And so, my dear brother or sister, it may be the case that something from your past, it keeps getting into your mind and it fogs your vision. Well, I encourage you just to move on from it, to let it go. Secondly, it could be possible that fear is distracting you. The Apostle Paul would say, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind." 2 Timothy 1, verse 7. And the Lord Jesus, on one occasion when speaking to His disciples, would say, "Do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Luke chapter 12, verse 32. Another one, and this one actually may hit home. Do you think worry might be distracting you, might be distracting me from doing the will of God? Jesus would say in the Sermon on the Mount, "Do not worry about your life, but seek first the kingdom of God, and He will provide us with all of our necessities, our physical necessities." And so He says, "Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." Now, lastly, fourthly, could it possibly be lust? Could that be what is distracting us? Now, I'm not talking about I'm not talking about lust in the sense of lust for the opposite sex. No, talking about lust in the sense of a longing for, a craving for that which is forbidden. And that could be anything that is sensual that we desire. Whatever it may be, my dear brethren, we must rid it out of our hearts. We must rid it out of our lives. And so I encourage you to set your mind on things above. Paul would say in Colossians chapter 3, "If you then were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth, for you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with Him in glory." Colossians 3 verses 1 through 4. And in Hebrews chapter 11, we read of the great faith hall of fame. And Moses is mentioned in there, and of whom it is written that he chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin for a season. And then that 12th, that brilliant chapter of Hebrews opens up saying, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses," the witnesses being those Old Testament characters mentioned in the previous chapter, and how that by faith they please God. "Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin." In that context, the sin means the sin of unbelief. "Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus," literally having your eyes permanently fixed on Jesus. it says, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you also become discouraged. And Jude would say it on this wise, but you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, literally praying according to the Spirit's teachings. He would go on to say, keep yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Question, what are we looking for? I would have to admit that there's some times before I go to sleep and I think about it and I'm like, Leon, you could have thought more about Jesus throughout your day. There should not go 1 hour that we don't at least think about Jesus Christ once. Therefore, let us give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken through angels proved steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by those who heard him, God also bearing witness both with signs and wonders, with various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit according to his own will, reads the opening passage of Hebrews chapter 2. And housed in those four verses is a great question of the Bible. It says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? And the answer, we can't. And so, my brethren, I want to give y'all some encouragement. I had learned something from a brother yesterday. He was teaching me, and I want to share it with y'all, because I find it very pertinent to this lesson. Now, that is, and these are not my own, okay, so I'm not going to take credit for it. To be able to put away distractions, I'm going to list this one. Reading in preparation for the Lord's Supper. And let me read to you what I have written. You may consider reading a passage that helps you reflect on the Lord's death the day before the worship assembly, or possibly the morning of. I don't know you, but you know yourself better, so you know which one works better for you. And some of the scripture references, as we've mentioned up here on the screen, would be Isaiah 53, Psalm 22, and there's also other passages in the New Testament that talk about the sacrifice of Christ, so that we can have our mind fixed on Jesus. And maybe even consider having a passage already selected so that when that tray is being passed around, our minds aren't a million miles away, but we're here physically and mentally during the partaking of the Lord's Supper. And I know that sadly has happened to me before. The second one, reading in preparation for Bible study. And this is whenever there's an upcoming Bible study. For example, Wednesday night, let's say that the teacher, he gives out the passage of scripture that you're going to be going to next week or that upcoming Sunday. Well, take the time to read it during the week, because watch this. When you read the passage, anticipate possible questions that might arise based off a said text and consider how you'd answer them. Prepare your own questions from the text to ask when you're in the class, and write down any practical applications that come to mind. If you will think about what you personally need to learn and how you need to grow as you read through the text, the reading and the class itself will have greater meaning to you, and your understanding will deepen far more quickly than by just passively sitting in a Bible study. I read those words and I was like, wow. Third, reading in preparation for sermons. And I love it because on the bulletin, we actually have the sermon scripture and the title mentioned. And so it says, consider how the text relates to the sermon title and list the points that you yourself see in the text concerning said topic. Consider how these lessons apply to you so that you might open up your heart more to the text and sermon. And so with that being said, I encourage you, brethren, if you haven't already, and I know that there are some that I know off the top of my head that have started a yearly Bible reading. And so if you haven't, I encourage you to do so. Let me give you some reading plans. If you were to read 5 chapters a day in the New Testament, you could read the whole New Testament in less than 2 months. And so that means you could read it 6 times in a year at only reading 5 chapters a day. If you could read 5 chapters a day in the Old Testament, you could read the Old Testament in less than 6 months. Now, here's this third one. If you were to read 4 chapters a day, beginning in Genesis and ending in Revelation, you could read the whole Bible in a year. And so we over here have this yearly Bible reading, and it's only 3 to 4 chapters a day. It spans Genesis to Revelation, and it's only 3 to 4 chapters a day. That is pretty doable. And so with that being said, I just encourage us to do our best to put away any distractions. I leave you with these last words from the Apostle Peter. He said, "Beloved, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul." And yes, there are enemies of the soul, and they're trying to have our attention be taken off of the will of God. That was 1 Peter 2:11 that I mentioned. And so with that being said, there may be some visitors here, and we're glad that you came by. We love to have you, and as a matter of fact, we encourage you to stay a few minutes afterwards. We'd love to get to meet you. And, well, there may be members or even visitors who have any questions about the Scriptures. Well, we'd love to be able to give you a book, chapter, and verse concerning said question. Or maybe you're just needing some help. And so whatever you decide, you can call one of the elders aside after the worship service. They would love to talk with you, or you can even come to me and then I'd love to talk with you, see any way that we can help you out. And so whatever your need may be, won't you come forward as we together stand and sing?